Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk to my buddy Andrew Raycroft. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
Morning, guys. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's
no
okay.
Problem.
I don't think it's your fault. I think it's generally ours. All right, so if you're Rod Brind'Amour and you're getting ready to play Game 3 tonight, who's your goaltender?
I think he's going to make a switch and go to McElhinney. My original thought was keeping Mrazek in the third period, that he was going to roll with him for Game 3. But as we've kind of gotten away from it and he hasn't necessarily said it's Mrazek today and doing the dog and pony show down there, I would expect McElhinney.
Have you ever been on a team where the coach's philosophy was not to pull a goalie in game, no matter how bad it got?
No. I haven't. I was pulled often, so no, never any coaches that left guys in. You know, I understand the premise, and especially come playoff time, you know, if you have your guy and you want to run with them, and they obviously haven't played a lot of games, and again, that's why I expected them to, you know, for him to say right after the game, I'm sticking with Mrazek, he's my guy, number one, the whole thing, but, you know, as it's gone on longer and not announced, I think he's switching things up.
I'm actually of the belief that there are times, there were maybe even times, Andrew, in your career, where you kind of wanted to be pulled. I mean, you were looking over at the bench saying, okay, maybe it's time now. I think Peter Mrazek wanted out after the fifth goal the other night.
No question. There's, you know, you're in there, and, you know, whether it's just not your night or the team's just terrible in front of you, there's nights when you want to get out of there, and there's not a whole lot you can do. When there's, you know, and again, you know, the others, you know, you could say, you know, maybe get McElhinney in there and get him some, you know, see the Bruins, see what they're like for 20 minutes if you're going to play him in Game 3. That would have been my mindset as a coach, but Rod's obviously, you know, sticking to what he believes in.
Now, it's been just about every other night for a couple of weeks now, and then obviously a couple of days in between some of these games, but any thought at all with a 4-0 lead and then ultimately a 6-0 lead to give Tuukka a break? Or at that point, you know what, just finish out the game. It's not like he was getting tested a whole lot anyway.
Yeah, no, not at all. The, you know, getting the break for a goaltender is having the day off. You know, not waking, you know, not worrying about the game the night before, not going through your routine and pregame skate in the morning, and then, you know, not having nerves and anxiety all day long. So by the time there's 6 minutes left in the game, I mean, it's not going to make any difference at all for whether Tuukka's legs feel better or not. Again, the draining part of being a goaltender is long done with 6 minutes left, whether it's 4-0, 6-0, or 1-0.
When you look at the first two games of this series, and even going into this series, we thought the Bruins had a decided advantage in goal. We thought they had a decided advantage in special teams play, and both of those things have obviously borne out. The other thing that I think I overestimated was the quality of the Carolina defense, because it hasn't been very good so far.
Yeah, certainly not. They haven't been. And I think that goes to the depth of the Bruins forwards, and we talked about that in the secondary scoring. But, you know, it really is hard on a team with not that depth that Carolina obviously has on the back end to continually roll out offensive forwards against them. They're able to, you know, the top D is very good. They're able to shut down, you know, whether it's Marchand's line or Patrice's line, sorry, or Krejci's line. But then you have another wave coming and another wave coming after that. It's really difficult, and they just haven't faced an offense like this. Obviously, Washington has a bunch of great scorers, and they rely on the power play as well, but I don't think they have the same depth as Boston does, and we've seen that in two games so far.
Is there any chance that the Bruins kind of let up a little bit, and not, you know, on purpose necessarily, but you're up 2-0 in the series. Carolina, by all accounts, not as tough of a challenge as Columbus or Toronto was. Could you see anything where they kind of go in saying, we just won the last game 6-2, for God's sakes, like this series is over?
I don't think they think that. You know, you can look back to the Capitals series. I mean, Washington hammered Carolina 6-0 in Game 5. And then Carolina came back and won the last two to take the series from them. As well, Washington was up 2-0 coming off, you know, the first two home games. So there is a little bit of history here that Carolina can come back. They're 5-0 at home ice. And the Bruins team is obviously a veteran team. They know when they get a chance to step on a team, you need to do that in the playoffs and not give any extra life. At the same time, saying all those things, is do the Bruins have the same tension, the same pressure as they did when they were down 3-2 to Toronto going into Toronto? Not exactly. So there's a little human nature in there, but I do think the leaders in the Bruins room understand that you don't want to give anybody life at this time of the year.
If you go back to 2011 and the Bruins Stanley Cup championship, and you look back on it, you say one of the keys to winning the cup was the play of the Bruins' third and fourth lines. Their offensive depth, everybody talked about the Merlot line and what a difference and what a shot in the arm those guys gave. If you look at this Bruins team right now, you could say a similar thing as to where they are at the moment. The play of the third and fourth lines has been critical.
No question, and it is year in, year out, you know, whatever team wins. And the reason for that is just because there's so much emphasis put on the top two lines, the scoring line. So what happens is, you know, that third line gets a little bit more opportunity to be offensive, and the team that has the players that are able to rise up to that and get those points in the big spots are struggling like it was, you know, like...
We're losing him. We lost him. Gone.
I'll put him on hold, fellas.
Everything was sounding good.
See if you guys can...
Everything was sounding pretty good, but the point on the third line
I had a feeling we were about to go into robot voice.
I was hoping for that. I was hoping for the Keebler Elf voice.
Seconds away from robot voice.
There's definitely the Keebler Elf voice. We've heard him a few times. You just never know. And then Our engineers would say, you got to call us. We got to call them.
Let's try it again. We lost you for a second, but you're back, thankfully.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm not going to criticize the... my phone carrier on the line.
Smart. It could be a sponsor.
Yeah.
That's good. Leave exactly. Leave that at bay. Andrew, to this point of the postseason, who would be your three stars on the Bruins? Obviously, Tuukka Rask has got to be in that group. Who are two of the other guys that have stood out to you from Game 1 of Toronto all the way through Game 2 so far of this series?
Tuukka is number one. I think Brendan Carlo, you know, from front to back, would be one of the other three, and then Charlie Coyle. So those are my three guys. Obviously, you know, Marchand, Bergeron, those guys have come up big, but I think the two other names that have been very, very important are Carlo and Coyle so far.
If you think about the trade deadline, and at the time Don Sweeney acquired Coyle and Marcus Johansson, there was a collective yawn, I think, amongst many Bruins fans, but you look at how things stand right now, and they've been critical.
Absolutely. Absolutely critical. And again, it's not flashy. It wasn't the Mark Stone or the big, huge name. But I think Don and the organization did a great job really knowing what they needed internally. And I'm sure they had a lot of discussion about it and with the coaching staff and what the coaching staff wanted. And they did a great job evaluating that and pinpointing the guys they wanted. And they didn't have to give up too much for either of these guys. And obviously... the whole staff in the organization look pretty smart at this point.
Do you think this ends in a sweep, or do you think Carolina wins one of these games at home?
I think I had them in five. I wouldn't be surprised of a sweep, though, right now. I thought game one was the game that Carolina had a chance. The Bruins are so good at making adjustments. I thought Carolina might have snuck up that first game. But, I can't see this going more than five. It could be a sweep.
Andrew, we appreciate the time as always. I'll see you at the rink.
Sounds great, guys. Have a good
Thanks, Andrew.
That is former Bruins goaltender Andrew Raycroft.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.